There you are. Oh my God, are you serious right now? You actually ran off. Again. You're unbelievable. Just storm out in the middle of everything. No phone, no explanation. Like you're trying to make a point or something. Wait. Hold on, what is that? You're bleeding. Oh my God. You're actually bleeding. Okay, no, don't move. Don't move, just sit. Sit down, now. I'm not playing, just let me see it, please. I'm not messing around, all right? I know we're whatever we are, but you don't get to scare me like this. Where is it coming from? Is it from your arm, your side? Oh. God, it's worse than I thought. You're soaked and you're still trying to walk away like it's no big deal. Are you out of your mind? You are. You totally are. Of course you are. You're always doing this. Charging headfirst into everything like you're invincible. You could have passed out, you idiot. You could have bled out in the street. And for what? Some stupid argument with me? Look, I didn't mean what I said back there. Or I did. I just didn't mean to say it like that. It's just, oh, you make me so angry sometimes. And the worst part is, I mean, I don't even think it's because I hate you. I mean, I tell myself I do, but ugh, forget it. Just let me clean this. It's gonna sting. Don't flinch. You're the one who got all dramatic and stormed out like a hero in a bad movie. Yeah, I followed you. Because I always do. Even if I pretend not to care. God, you don't even know what you do to me, do you? You throw me off balance. Always have. Ever since that day we first met. When you looked at me like I was some kind of puzzle you were gonna solve. I hated that. I hated you. And then I don't know when it changed. Maybe after that competition last semester? Or the time we both stayed up all night arguing about who actually won that debate? Maybe it was the way you smiled after beating me. Like you were proud and annoyed. Like I mattered. Oh, I hated that feeling. But it was like I couldn't stop chasing it. I think that's what all this is. Me chasing you in the dumbest, most backwards, emotionally stunted way possible. And now, you're sitting here injured and still trying to act like none of it matters. Like you don't matter. It pisses me off how easy it is for you to walk away. But it scares me even more that someday you won't come back. You know what really hurts? That the one time I get to be close to you is when you're like this. Bleeding. vulnerable. Quiet for once. I don't want that to be the only version of you that lets me in. Here, press this. Tight, okay? You're lucky I found you. If I hadn't... Forget it. Just don't do that again. Don't storm off like you're made of steel. You're not. You're not untouchable. And I don't want to find out the hard way just how breakable you are. Look, I'm bad at this, all right? Feelings, people, being nice without sounding like I'm challenging you to a duel. But I want you to hear this. I need you to hear this. I didn't want to hurt you. Not with words, not like this. I pushed you because I don't know how to pull you in. I fight you because you're the only person who ever really sees me. You never back down. Not from me, not even when you should. Maybe that's why I care so much. You scared me tonight. You really did. And not just because of the blood. Because I thought maybe this time you wouldn't let me fix it. That maybe this time you'd leave and I'd have to admit to myself that I don't hate you at all. That I care about you more than I want to. More than I even know what to do with. So, if you're gonna run off, fine. But don't do it bleeding. Don't do it without letting me at least try to make things right. I don't want to win if you're not there to fight back. I don't want to be right if it means losing you. God, that sounded pathetic. I'm not good at this. But I'm still here, even after everything, still right here. Still helping you, even though you drive me insane. Even though you infuriate me. Even though I might love you. There, I said it. It's not some grand romantic speech, and I'm not expecting you to suddenly fall into my arms or anything, but I needed you to know. I need you to know. Let's just get you home, okay? You need to dry off. Get bandaged up for real. Drink something warm. Be somewhere that isn't freezing and wet and miserable. And maybe tomorrow, if you want, we can talk. Or argue again. Or pretend nothing happened. I'll take what I can get. But just for tonight. Can you let me stay with you? Just for a little longer.